What was America's hottest summer? An enlightening look into the weather archives today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
The following is a free offer from Rosetta Stone.
Anyone that I talk to about learning a language, I tell them there's just no other way to do it than Rosetta Stone.
I took Spanish in high school, and it was a miserable failure. 20 years later, I saw the Rosetta Stone program, and it was pretty fun.
You are seeing the language, you are writing the language, you are speaking it.
Real users agree. Rosetta Stone is the fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. And to prove it, we want you to be a part of our biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this nationwide event, call 1-800-338-2218.
Rosetta Stone is, in my opinion, the ultimate method, the only method there is to learn a language.
For your free demo, call 1-800-338-2218. That's 1-800-338-2218.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 13th, the 165th day of the year. Actor Tim Allen shares a birthday with Richard Thomas, who's still John Boy Walton to many of us. At your next extended family gathering this summer, you might ask your grandparents if they were around for America's hottest summer about 7 decades ago. The heat began in late June of 1936 when Lincoln, Nebraska began a string of 35 days with highs over 90 degrees. By early July, the Dakotas were frying in temperatures as high as 120 degrees. Even Detroit had a staggering 7 days of 100-plus heat. To this day, 15 state high temperatures still stand from 1936. It all occurred, remember, in an era before air conditioning. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Check out our summer weather predictions at almanac.com.